After some days, news was brought that a traitor from the West had joined the Tans in Tralee, and he was making life most uncomfortable for the whole organization. As Matty Maroney, Unky Connor and I were the three most familiar with the area, we were ordered to deal with him, if possible. Starting in the early morning, via Curtains, Grand, Farmers Bridge, mostly across country, we reached Tralee that night. Scouts were at once sent out to try and locate him. And in a very short while, news reached us that he was drinking in Bennett's Hotel Bar. We took position on the street outside, Matty and Dunkey at either side of the hotel. I was right across the road, awaiting his exit. News then reached us from a member of the staff, who was also a member of the IRA, that he had made his getaway to the back via the church and convent grounds. I expect the fellow was alert to his danger if he tried returning to his barracks by normal route. I parted from my two comrades at Mitherwell Cross and made my way to my old lodgings. Both lads continued on their way up Borby towards their homes. Now, this was after curfew. Anyone out at that time of night was suspect. A man approached. They held him up. And to their surprise, the reply they got: "All right, lads, I'm one of yourselves. Are you coming to barracks?" He thought that they were two black and tans. They arrested him, and on investigation, it was found that he was also a very much wanted spy. He was tried by court martial and executed the following night. We remained around for a few days in the hope of dealing with traitor number two, but as a result of the execution of traitor number one, the enemy were very active, and so we decided to clear out, as there was great danger for us.